This is Off-Ramp. Public radio listeners are a little obsessive. A lot obsessive. When dinner's on the table waiting for them, they sit in their driveway and listen to the end of a story. When they get an email claiming Nina Totenberg reported that Congress is outlawing Morning Edition, they spam everybody they know. When their station asks them for money, they sometimes open their hearts and their wallets. And when Cody Lazar and Steve LeSueur, members of the band Octopolis, were driving to San Francisco a few weeks ago, they did something I'm fairly certain Bill Handel or Rush Limbaugh listeners would never do.
Cody and Steve, tell me what happened the time that you drove up to San Francisco a few weeks ago.
Steve and I are longtime friends. We've known each other for about 15 years, and so we're off on this big mail bonding road trip, and I guess as most people do when they're off on some spring break S tour, they start talking about NPR. We decided to have this contest to see who could name the most NPR hosts.
Right, yes, just back and forth, naming as many as we could until we ran out of NPR hosts. As you can imagine, it's led to hours of unending enjoyment and fun.
What city did you start at?
We started in the Valley. I think we're right in that. Right, I think we're in the 405.
And then by the time you got to Thousand Oaks, you ran out.
Well. Santa Clarita, who is it? It's harder than you think. I mean, it's really,
yeah.
How far can you go, John? How many can you name?
I think it'd be more fun for us to reenact it with you guys.
Okay.
Oh yes, yes.
Well,
you might
have to help us. So.
I'll start out with one. John Raby.
John Raby.
Okay. The judges may not allow that particular response.
I'll go with an obscure one. Ira Glass.
Ira Glass.
Ooh, nice. I like Ira Glass. I'm gonna go with Steve Julien.
Who's Steve Julien?
He's our morning host.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're stalling for time here.
All right. Lakshmi Singh.
Ooh, that's an obscure one. Very nice. And you got the pronunciation right too, didn't he, John?
He did.
Lakshmi.
John, are you gonna participate in the subsequent rounds here? Or?
Sure. Bill Buesenberg.
Well, you probably have so many more than we do, even. I'm going to go with Ann Taylor.
Carl Castle.
Ooh.
Corey Flintoff.
Robert Siegel.
Mandalay Del Barco.
Linda Wertheimer.
Oh. Renee Montaigne.
Sylvia Pajoli.
Oh, wait, Sylvia Pajoli?
Yes.
She's actually from Rhode Island.
She's from...
Oh, no.
It's true.
Wait.
Anyway, Susan Stamberg.
Steve Inskeep.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross.
David Bron... Oh, yeah, I can do that. Does that count? David Brancaccio?
Marketplace.
Yeah. Oh, that doesn't count.
That doesn't count. That's...
Bob Edwards.
PRI, or is that American Public Radio?
John, do they have, like, inter-public radio softball tournaments and stuff like that?
I bet they probably do.
No, paint gun.
Okay, well, which NPR host would you want on your paintball team?
I would take Kai Rizdahl, because that guy sounds like he can kick some butt.
I'd do Bob Edwards, but I'm sure he'd fire at his own side.
Will Shortz, because he would have some puzzle to distract everybody.
Leanne Hansen.
Ray Suarez.
Emil Guillermo.
Whoa. You could just be making that up, and I'd just be like, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. I'm fresh out. I don't want to stall anymore.
Okay, well, that's pretty good. We got all the way to Solvang.
So, yeah. Definitely.
I have to ask you a question. Isn't this, I hesitate to say this because I was playing, a little dorky?
Oh, absolutely, John. Absolutely. Don't you know that the dorkiness is the 21st century cool? This is a whole new switch that's happening.
So I do also have to ask you a second question. Are you guys members of KPCC?
We are not. I'm not. I can't speak for Steve.
I am also not a member of KPCC.
Hmm. How's that make you feel?
Can't say that it actually makes me feel anything except for guilt at this very moment. Yeah.
The reason I ask is because you guys are so, obviously you're into public radio, so, you know, so into it that you can name all these hosts, you know, that kind of.
Yes.
That is true.
Mm. Yes. We feared this confrontation, John. We're going to be honest. We're going to be honest with you.
You busted us.
But I think we're feeling far less disinclined than we used to.
No problem. Thank you so much for doing this. This was great.
Yeah, it was fun.
Cody Lazar and Steve Lesueur, members of the band Octopolis. Coming up on Off Ramp during our 2-hour special, we're going to hear from the whitest mariachi you've ever heard, but trust me, he has the voice of an angel. We're also going to try an experiment chilling out on the Pasadena Freeway, and we'll hear all about the LA Phil's brand new season. It's all on the way on Off Ramp.